This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Thomas G. Blaylock et al. Versus Stephen R. Blaylock et al., decided May 20, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Western District, Thomas G. Blaylock et al., appellants respondents, v. WD 86907, consolidated with WD 86939, Stephen R. Blaylock et al., filed May 20, 2025, respondents appellants, appeal from the Circuit Court of Pettis County, the Honorable Robert L. Kaufman, judge before Division I, Karen King Mitchell, presiding judge, Lisa White Hardwick, judge, and Mark D. Pfeiffer, Judge Thomas and Martha Blaylock, collectively, plaintiffs, appeal the Circuit Court's judgment partitioning in kind real property that Thomas and his three siblings, Stephen Blaylock, Charles Blaylock, and Nancy Richmond, collectively defendants, inherited from their mother's estate. Plaintiffs contend dividing the property in kind one, instead of ordering all of the property sold and the proceeds distributed, resulted in great prejudice. 1. Partition in kind is a method of dividing jointly owned property by physically dividing it into separate portions, each with individual ownership, rather than having it sold and the sale proceeds distributed. 2. To them. Defendants cross appeal, arguing the court erred in awarding attorney fees to plaintiff's counsel, ordering the four siblings' partnership crop revenue to be paid out as part of the judgment in partition and for payment of attorney fees, and finding Thomas made no draws from the siblings' partnership account. For reasons explained herein, we affirm. Factual and procedural history. After their mother died in 2012, Sec Thomas, Stephen, Charles, and Nancy III each inherited an undivided 1/4 interest in their parents' real property, family farm, which consisted of approximately 265 acres of grazing land, timber, pasture, and row crop fields in Pettis County, including a 56.4 acre tract of cropland known as the Horseshoe. Their parents' home, barn, a shop, and other buildings were also on the family farm. The siblings inherited their parents' personal property as well, including the contents of their parents' home and shop, older farm machinery, cattle, crops stored in a grain elevator, the funds in the checking account of their mother's estate, and other miscellaneous items. When their mother's estate was closed in 2013, the siblings decided to continue running their parents' cattle operation, allowing a sharecropper to grow crops on the land and baling hay on the pasture land as a partnership or joint venture. They had no written agreement memorializing the partnership. The siblings used the checking account from two. Their father predeceased their mother. 3. When referring to Thomas Blaylock, Stephen Blaylock, Charles Blaylock, and Nancy Richmond individually, we will use their first names. No familiarity or disrespect is intended. 3. Their mother's closed estate to deposit income and pay bills. Nancy handled the estate checking account and bookkeeping for the partnership and dealt with the sharecropper. At the end of the year, Nancy gave each of the siblings a written summary of their share of income and expenses for tax purposes. During the administration of their mother's estate and for a few years after, Thomas was paid for work he performed on the family farm. He submitted bills for this work to Nancy, who paid him with checks from the estate checking account. After Stephen told Thomas there was no money in the estate checking account to cover his check in June 2016, Thomas stopped submitting bills and no longer received payments from the estate. Thomas sold the cattle in 2020, and the proceeds of the sale were deposited into the estate checking account. During the years 2014 to 2016, defendants took out draws from the estate account. Some of the draw checks indicated the payments were loans, but only a small portion of those loans were repaid. Thomas did not receive any draws and was not notified prior to defendants' draws. In June 2016, Thomas and his wife Martha made an offer to defendants to purchase the entire family farm. Defendants refused the offer, and their relationship with plaintiffs soured thereafter. In May 2017, plaintiffs filed a petition against defendants requesting a court order to sell the family farm and divide the proceeds among the four siblings. In 2018, plaintiffs filed an amended petition requesting the court to One, quiet title to the family farm, including additional land that had been created through accretion in favor of Thomas, Stephen, Charles, and Nancy. Two, partition the family farm by ordering 4 it sold at a public auction and the proceeds divided among the 4 siblings. Three, partition the personal property they inherited from their parents by ordering it sold at a public auction and the proceeds divided among the 4 siblings. Four, order an accounting of the family farm's income and expense.